Welcome back to Beyond Classified. I'm Chris Matthew. Hosting with me today is Ryder Lee. Ryder, how you doing?
Doing great, my friend. I'm ready to get rifed.
Yes, sir. Today, our guests are Anthony Piazza and Zach Dean. Anthony is a disabled veteran that has traveled around the world working with shamans, healers, and doctors who have been reversing cancer and other illnesses and disease where Western medicine has failed. He has been working with sacred plant medicines and frequency medicine for the last 3 years, diving deep into his own healing and helping others. His goal is to build self-sustaining communities and healing and empowering others in their own journey. Zach is a certified health coach from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. He has worked with Vitamix blenders, making whole food recipes for thousands of people. He is a top leader in Healy since December of 2019, and his vision is to co-create the healthiest and wealthiest people on the planet. Anthony and Zach, welcome. How are you both doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Very well. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I met Anthony when I did the Psychic Babes podcast with Kirsten. And Anthony, you actually did some scans with me for me using the Healy Rife frequency device. And I have to admit, at first I was skeptical, you know, how could this work through a podcast, through, you know, from states away across the country. But I can honestly say it has made a difference and I could actually feel it as it was occurring. And you did tell me that oftentimes people with a little bit more of an intuitive abilities can actually feel this sometimes when it's being done. So I found that very interesting. Tonight, I want to find out all about this device, the work you're doing with it, and get a demonstration probably with our friend Ryder here. Now, this is both of your first time on the show. I'd love for you to each tell us how you got started on your individual paths. Let's start with you, Anthony.
All right. So I kind of stumbled into my own healing journey after a suicide attempt about 3 years ago. And it led to very vivid dreams and events that kind of me on my path. I was first originally mentored by a Christian healer who was actually using a Rife machine. And that's when I got kind of taught about like frequency medicine and being able to tap into people's fields. So he used either a photo, name, birth date, and birthplace. And he was able to pick up, like he did scan my dad, and he was able to tell me what heavy metals were in his blood from his hip replacement, that he was constipated and all these other things. And I was a skeptic at first, and I ended up calling him and he's like, how did you know all that stuff? And then verified it. And then we asked us if we could send healing and he actually benefited from it. So he was able to go to the bathroom. He was able to sleep. He was dealing with colon cancer. So he had a lot of issues going on. So that was my introductory to the quantum healing field. And then from then on, I kind of traveled around shamans and healers. I made a trip down to Peru with a shaman doing ayahuasca, and it opened me up to do a lot of trauma healing. I had a very difficult childhood. And that kind of opened me up to show me what my path was going to be. So from then on, I was always guided to plant medicine ceremonies and working with that, and then also frequency medicine. So I've worked with several different frequency devices, and they all work differently. I've worked with a radionics software that can do some similar to what the Healy does. I've worked with orgone generators that produce life force energy, and you can use that for healing as well. And bioresonance, which you have to be in person and it scans your field, tells you what parasites and everything going on within your system, things like that. Healy came into my life when I was in Costa Rica. And I was asking the universe, what am I supposed to do with all this knowledge and these tools? And then Healy came to me, and I was a skeptic at first with Healy. The person who presented it to me didn't know much about frequency medicine, and I had quite a bit of experience. He had a radionics device that was in German, and he was in Austria, and I had him scan to see whether or not the Healy would be beneficial for me. And you can ask these questions, and based on a percentage level, it would tell you if it's beneficial. Anything over 50% was beneficial. I asked about the Healy and it came back at 100%. And then I asked whether I need to be using this for my own healing or myself and helping others. And it was 43% for me and 96% for myself and helping others. So that started my journey. I started working closely with Zach, doing scans on a lot of my friends and family and people that are naturopathic doctors, and ended up sharing it with 15 of my friends immediately. So that kind of picked up. And then since then, I've been doing scans and running frequencies for free on people all over the world, helping hundreds of people. The testimonials that come back, it significantly changed my life. Number one was sleep for me. It gave me the deepest, most rejuvenating sleep I've ever had in my life. I also, I'm a disabled veteran, so I broke my back, blew out my shoulder, compressed discs in my neck, nerve damage, dealing with a lot of that. And when I first got my scan from Zach, it actually pulled up my childhood trauma, and then it pulled up on all my nerve damage in my back and all these injuries, and I could feel it when he started running frequencies. So that sold me. And then since then, it's just the benefits just keep compounding. So whether it's physical, mental, emotional, this thing can help you like work through all of those, and it gets to the root cause of your imbalances. So it's awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, man, it certainly is. And Zach, tell us a little bit about what got you down your path.
Gosh, where do I start? So short story is that my mother is a naturopath, and my first stepdad was a yoga teacher, and my second stepdad, a psychotherapist. So healing, shadow work, alternative therapies are in my blood. And unfortunately, growing up, I had a lot of health challenges. I had asthma, allergies. I was picked on as a kid. I was a chubby kid. And so my self-esteem was quite low. And I would just play computer games and eat food. That was kind of my escape from reality. It was kind of pretty horrible growing up. But anyway, and I went to an alternative school called a Rudolf Steiner school, which is all about, you know, in Western Australia. It was out in we call it the bush, right? Out in the forest, pretty much. Everything's all natural. So at a young age, I got to see, I guess, sustainable living. We had gardens, you know, our subjects were like permaculture and things like that. But then when I moved from Perth to Sydney, it kind of changed because it was more in the city. And I was lucky enough, however, to meet my first health mentor that helped me with my weight, with my energy, with my sleep. And I got passionate about health. I was like, wow, it's not that hard to change if you know the right path, the right system. And so I got so passionate, guys. I used to burn documentaries and hand them out at my high school when I was 17 years old. I was like, guys, wake up. Like, this is zeitgeist, hungry for change, right? Food matters, you know, all these awesome earthlings, right? And I was like, guys, the food industry isn't what we think it is. The monetary system's a lie. Like, this is a lie. Like, we got to wake up. And everyone's like, oh my God, what are you talking about? You crazy conspiracy theorist. This is like 14 years ago. So I've had it my whole life. And so that never stopped. But I started to, whatever I learned that was working in my health, I put it on YouTube, or I shared it with people on health events and health coaching. And, you know, 13 years later, my first mentor that I had when I was 17 introduced me to the Healy frequency device, you know, 13, 14 years later. And so with that, you know, literally seeing that this is the missing link. You can eat healthy, you can exercise well, but some people still have depression, anxiety. Some people are still putting on weight and they're doing all the right things. So what is the missing link? And so I started learning about, through a doctor called Dr. Jack Cruz, learning about EMFs, 5G radiation, the effects of blue light toxicity from our phones, our laptops, computer screens. The lights in our house are fake light, and our body's impacted by these frequencies. And so what I learned is that by disconnecting from nature, our body's forming more disharmony, disease. And by connecting back with nature, the frequencies of the ground, the light, you know, the birds, the bees, you know, being actually in touch with nature, or going for a swim in the ocean, these things heal our body quicker than anything. So it became more of a, yeah, from a passion that I started to improve my life. I was like, wow, what if the world started to wake up and get up for the sunrise, you know, go to bed when the sun went down and not try to be their own God and defy their own biology. And that's kind of the problem. People think that they can they're more powerful than their own biology. And we have these systems inside of us that are impacted by, you know, what we're exposing ourselves to through epigenetics. So the environment impacts us so much. And so by putting the healing in people's hands and literally doing a scan, comes up someone needed to do an eye program, and within 45 minutes their eyes improved and they could see better. It was less foggy. Or my little brother did a scan, it came up his acne. My stepdad did a scan, it came up his heart meridian, and he'd had some heart challenges the year before. Whether it's my friend's pain, his back pain, he had a spinal surgery and his pain was a 9 out of 10, and it went down to a 2 out of 10 in about 10 minutes. So for me, I love biohacking, right? Which is about how do we streamline our biology to get the most out of it in the shortest period of time, with the most resources, least amount of money. And so this is a true biohacking, quantum hacking type device where whatever health challenges we have, the Healy can scan the field to see what's out of balance and then actually balance that out through vibration. Similarly to, like, you guys have probably heard of, you know, Tibetan singing bowls or chimes or tuning forks. I've got the 528 hertz in my room, in my office. You know, these are frequencies that impact us. So I got fascinated to see that this was the missing link. And time again, just like Tony's mentioning too, you know, I've scanned over 500 people globally. It's picking up, you know, in the field where they are overseas, it's picking up that there's electrosensitivity and they've got a router under their office and they're getting irradiated, right? How do we know that? I had no idea, but this device pinpoints it. Or whether someone's got joint pain or mental fog or they've got depression, anxiety. And with the rise of mental illness, you know, here in Australia, between the ages of 11 and 17, the childhood suicide's gone up 184%. And during this time, it's really, really sad. And so we have a device that's supporting people during crazy lockdowns. You know, in Australia, there's a lot of control here. And it's helping to free people's emotions and to be more present and to self-heal at home. That's what we're really excited about. So, yeah, the vision with it is to raise the consciousness of the planet. And so we do this together, and, you know, being on these podcasts helps get the message out there. So really appreciate it.
That's awesome. Now, I thought maybe we could get not only a history of the frequency devices, but frequency healing in general. Where did this all kind of start? Do you know?
Yeah, look, frequencies are everywhere. You know, Nikola Tesla said, if we want to find the secrets of our universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And so all the ancient cultures knew about it, right? The Aboriginals here in Australia had the didgeridoo, and that was an ancient sound healing, you know, instrument. Whether it was South America with drums or different devices, different, sound healing devices globally, these have been around forever. And even from the dawn of time, right, they say that God, the word was God, and the vibration of his voice created this reality. So whether you think about it from the original Big Bang, you know, the vibration of that, or whatever your understanding is on this, everything in our universe is energy. And so back in 1860, they had what was called hydropathy centers. Hydropathy was a type of frequency therapy. You'd go into a clinic, you go lay in a bath, and they had microcurrent. They had lights in there. This is like 150 years ago, right? And then you had, you know, that was kind of shut down because of the natural approach was so preventative. And unfortunately, you know, big medical associations don't make much money if we're well, if we're healthy. They only make money if we're sick. So, you know, this is the most amazing preventative approach, where then later in the 90s, they found that people who, this one particular story, this lady had cancer through her whole body. They tried all the treatments, they couldn't work. She then was on her farm and was struck by lightning. And then she survived, right? I don't recommend this at home, but she survived. And then within a month, her cancer started to disappear. So they started to research, what is our body made out of? This electrical vibration within our body, electromagnetic vibration. If we tap into that, we can actually heal our body a lot quicker than other pills and potions and lotions. And so back in the 80s, Robert O'Becker I've got his book right here, Body Electric. You guys want to check it out. This is all around the electromagnetism and the foundation of life, where he was studying salamander lizards. And lizards, salamander lizards, if you cut their leg off or if their leg breaks off, it regenerates perfectly. It's like Wolverine, right? He just regenerates. But a frog, if you cut its leg off, it doesn't regenerate. And they thought, what's the difference? So they found that the salamander lizard created its own electrical DC current, full circuit, and they pinpointed that into a battery and connected it to the frog's legs. And guess what happened to the frog's legs? They started to grow back, but not perfectly, but halfway. And it was like, they were like, wow. So they did it with plants, and plants grew three times faster. You know, whether you've heard of hydroponic lights with, you know, being able to accelerate the regeneration process of growth of plants, this is the same, but with microcurrent. And so when someone dies, for example, you know, the paramedic gets called in with a defibrillator, you know, they're electrocuted back into health. And so these frequency devices are kind of like the mini defibrillator to different energy systems to recharge the battery so our body can then self-heal and regenerate. Whether it's with Royal Raymond Rife back in the 1900s, he had a microscope that was 6,000 pieces and was able to see bacteria, cancer, and virus cells or organelles on a petri dish. All the other microscopes at the time were electric, and the laser would actually kill the organelles. So he found he was able to use microcurrent, specific hundreds of thousands, millions of different frequency combinations with his frequency generator to shatter the cell membrane of the cancer, virus, and bacteria. And similarly, when you have an opera singer, I'm not going to sing an opera singer sound, but when they sing really high, that high pitch will break a glass. Oh, you know, and it shatters. So when you match the frequency, it can either destroy or it can create. And so this is what we're talking about here. We then found Nikola Tesla, as Tony in the back screen here behind him, he's got, you know, Rife created free medicine back in 1930, and then Tesla created unlimited free energy in 1901. I think your head's in the way, Tony. I can't see behind you. 1901. Okay, perfect. So, but the thing is, Nikola Tesla, he didn't discover it. He rediscovered it, right? So he was then seen as a threat amongst the electricity companies and the, you know, different establishments during the time. The American Medical Association came in and said to Rife, even they said, Rife, amazing, you're incredible, that he won all these awards at university and things like that. But then they came in and said, hang on a minute, this is way too preventative. We're going to shut him down. We're going to sue him. We're going to make him bankrupt. And then he killed himself, right? And then Nikola Tesla, same thing. We're going to pay him so much money, put him in a hotel, leave him there. He can do all of his inventions and kind of just be forgotten about in our history. So studying now, you've got the Institute for, you know, HeartMath Institute. They measure our heart waves, can be meters, even kilometers away from us. They can measure our heart waves in a state of coherence and love. We have a heart aura that expands longer than we think. We have so much power. But in a state of fear, in a state of contraction, we have a very low energetic field. And so, you know, things like when someone walks into a room and they're feeling negative or depressed, you can feel that energy, right? There's just like a heaviness to them. Or you, for example, have someone that comes into the room, high vibe, energy, laughing, they start laughing, someone else starts giggling, then someone else starts giggling. It's just like resonance of laughter in the room. And so you can't catch laughter. It's a frequency, it's a resonance. We're vibrating at that. So same thing when women are all hanging out in the same house, living together, they all get their period at the same time, right? It's not because they catch a period. It's because the resonance of that time of the month is resonating and vibrating into the other women. When they do experiments on, for example, DNA, and they have two beakers. One beaker has the DNA solution that the DNA will be constructed in, and the other beaker separate to that has the DNA in that beaker, the vibration and resonance of the DNA will resonate and actually start creating and growing DNA in the serum in the other beaker remotely because of the vibration. Same thing with an instrument, right? I strum a guitar, you have a guitar there, I strum it hard enough, the vibration from my guitar strings are going to vibrate to your guitar strings. So the frequency concept is everywhere. I have my car key, right? It's a remote key out of a whole car park of thousands of cars, hundreds of cars. I can open just my car, right? Or my car garage in a whole bunch in a massive suburb. So there is a specific specificity to this, and everybody's different. But with a device that scans what's out of balance and then treats that individual moment of what's out of balance, it helps to get the body back into balance. And when the body's in balance, the body heals itself.
So you said a lot there, Zach. So what does the device, does it scan your body and then you use a separate machine to be able to hit it with the frequencies, or does the machine that scans your body also do the healing as well, or are they two separate machines?
So originally, yeah, this device, originally it's called a Time Waver. It's a German company, and it's a massive machine. It's about 20,000 to 50,000 euros, and they'd train these practitioners on hosting a therapy session. There were doctors, high-end practitioners all around the world, but they were able to help 500,000 people. They got great results. They used the Rife frequencies on those units. They use what's called IMF, individualized microcurrent frequencies. And they also had FSM, which is a different harmonic. They have a certain frequency at a different range and two frequencies at the same time. So these big machines had amazing capabilities, but they thought they want to help millions of people. So they've compressed it into a wearable. So over time, the Time Waver technology, the Rife, the FSM, all these different scanning capabilities are being loaded onto the Healy. And so where the iPhone was 12, 13 years ago when it first launched is the first smartphone. This is kind of like the first wearable. And over time, they're going to be adding more capabilities to it. So yeah, it's got 144,000 different frequencies. You've got the ability to scan your aura, your chakras, trauma, potential past life blockages. And it's fascinating. I can go on with some testimonials, but you can't deny results. So
how does it work over a period of distance? Because I see that you're wearing it right now and that's helping and benefiting you right now, but how are you able to send those frequencies across the country or to another state or to another area? Are you able to like program it to be able to do that through the scan that you do on someone? How does that work?
How I understand it is that everything's energy, right? Everything's vibrating in our universe. And so in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual quantum realm, they call it the information field. Our name has weight. It's like our name is the address of our energetic being. And so with someone's name and their verbal permission, they can actually give us permission remotely. And I'll let you explain it as well, Tony, but the ability to create an energetic bond and to be a channel or a surrogate for that person. And I'm scanning them through me.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. Now I want to talk about how these devices, what goes into this device, what is it made of, and maybe go into a little bit more detail about how these particular devices, the one you're wearing, works.
Sure. So the device has what's called a quantum processor inside it. It's old school Russian technology, and the Germans have adapted it to, yeah, be in their Time Waver machine and now this machine. So the Healy in Europe is considered a class 2 medical device, and in America, FDA cleared for a pain device, depending on your trust to the FDA and these different companies. But yeah, it's got certification for class 2 unit for pain. In Australia, they're very strict with the classification, and it's considered a holistic wellness device. It's all the same technology. And so within that has the ability to create a full current within your body. So you're either connecting the microcurrent. So I've got the Healy here with the cords, and that's then connecting either to the ear clips to balance out the brain hemisphere. It's called transcranial stimulation. Whether it's through the wrist straps, right? This is focusing more through the middle of the body, the meridians, the chakras. Then you can also have the sticky pads and connect it to your sore ankle or knee or shoulder, or the certain meridian points on your spine to target certain vertebrae, to target certain organs. So yeah, it's got German technology, Russian technology, and I guess the philosophies of the Western approach, understanding cell voltage and looking at Robert O'Becker's work and all these different frequency specialists or healers or Reiki masters. They're tapping into our energetic field and changing the voltage, changing the electrons in there. And so, yeah, it's kind of like a battery charger to our cells. Similarly, when we put our phone charger into the wall and charge it or our laptop into the charger, it recharges the battery. And so things like, you know, grounding in nature, getting good sunlight, good food, water, structured water, things like these help to improve the electrical voltage in the body, and it helps our mitochondria specifically. And so our mitochondria create what's called ATP, which is the energy of our cells. It's the gasoline to our cells. Without ATP, we die. And so the Healy, there's studies to say that they actually boost ATP production by 500%. And protein synthesis and amino acid transport, which is all around the ability for the body to regenerate. As we age, the regeneration process gets lower and lower and lower. And if we're in a depleted, unhealthy state, we're going to replicate and be more of an unhealthy human a lot quicker. So this is where you see people, you know, you see someone that's 50 years old and they look like they're 80, or you look see someone that's like 50 years old and they look like they're 35. They've really looked after themselves. And so the Healy is to then, you know, boost that cellular voltage to help you slow down the aging process.
So where, how do you know what frequency you're supposed to be? Does the device tell you what frequency you're supposed to hit the person with? How do you know what hertz or what kind of frequency is supposed to be being utilized for a certain problem, issue, or thing that someone's going through?
Yeah. So throughout this... Oh, you go, Tony. Go ahead.
I just call it, like, when I worked with the healer, he was able to tap into people's fields using the same information. And I call it like the human IP address. So it's basically tapping into your radio station or something, if you want to look at it that way. And it's going through the information field. There is no time and space in the quantum, right? So we're connecting directly to your energetic field through the information that would be your human IP address.
Tony, just to let you know, you're a little choppy, like you're coming through just a bit choppy.
Oh, man.
Kind of hard to hear at times.
Okay.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Just to continue that.
Yeah, go ahead while he's fixing
that. Yeah, for sure. So they've mapped the, you know, each organ, each part of our system has an electrical reading and measurement. So, you know, they know the frequencies to help regenerate the liver or the lungs or the kidneys or the spinal cord. And what happens is no one frequency that heals the body, right? It's like a kaleidoscope. Or when we eat fruits and vegetables, for example, we need the array of colors for full health. And so with each of these programs, it could be 15 minutes or an hour and a half. And throughout that time, it cycles through between 300 to 500 different frequencies. And through the quantum processor picking up on our field to say, Zach needs more of this frequency and less of that frequency. So it kind of like, if you think of it as like acupuncture, right? Acupuncture, Chinese medicine, they have the needles, they're putting on certain energy lines of the body. And so those needles will go through to either stop the flow or to accelerate the flow of chi or prana through the body. And so the Healy does the same thing. It measures that voltage of each energy line and then knows the frequencies to then defibrillate and recharge those lines back up. And so, yeah, this is then kind of like the battery analogy, charging the battery up to a point. You know,
so it's not so much that you're programming the device to do a certain frequency. It's automatically coming through with the frequency that the person needs then, right?
That's right. Yeah. So they have a database, a massive web of, you know, before this was launched, 500,000 people. And now since this has been launched, I think 20 million applications of the device have been used. So for those that have been sharing their scans with the database, there's a growing web of knowledge that it goes, okay, based on your scan today, this is going to be, these frequencies are going to be used to regenerate. And so, for example, when you do the chakra scan and measures the cell voltage of all your organs and glands through the different energy, different parts of your body from the root chakra to the crown chakra, it will say, okay, this is low, this is low, this is high. And then an analysis of what's also out of balance could be to do with some trauma or energy block or something that's going on for you. And it's spookily accurate, right? Things like my first scan that I did with a friend of mine, it said, your mum's love comes at blackmail and control. And he'd just been kicked out of his family's home. My scan said sometime, it said like the mind was injured by the father. And I had a lot of father, you know, issues growing up too. Or for some people, it's like I think for Tony's, what was yours?
Mine was having to choose which parent to love, not being able to love them as a unit. And they had separated when I was really young. Another one was stuff with the father as well. And my mom wasn't able to show like affection and love due to her own trauma. So that was also came up in there. It gets really in depth and accurate, and it's a really powerful tool for self-awareness, you know, to know what you're moving through, but it also gives you frequencies to support you moving through those. So, it's an all around amazing device. It just taps into your specific field, finds out what's going on in your field, and then gives you frequencies to help balance and harmonize any of the things, whether it's mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. So,
it's also giving you messages like, oh, this is the things that you need to fix, not only hitting you with the frequencies to be able to fix it, but it's giving you the opportunity in your life to know the things that you need to fix so you can work on them as well.
Right. It taps into your subconscious programming and thought patterns, and it actually picks up specific ones going on with that. And there's like new coaching modules that actually I scanned myself and it picked up on things, my own internal mental blockages on that's like stopping me from success, or it even told me what emotions are behind my food cravings for salty foods, for fatty foods, for breads and donuts and stuff. And I had just come back to my mom's house, and there's a lot of tension in the house, so I go back to food, right? So it was calling me out on all that stuff that was going on. And then I used the frequencies and it helped balance me out. So.
Man, that's awesome. And I think the best way to help the audience and writer understand how this works is if we pull up the scan you did for him. You did a aura scan for him earlier. So let me go ahead and pull this up. And while I'm doing that, you can kind of explain what we're looking at and everything. So stand by.
Okay. So I'm going to get the messages too. Awesome.
Now, can you guys see my screen?
Yeah.
Loud and clear. All right. All right. Perfect. So what are we looking at here?
So the issue of parenthood is approached with fear. That can be, pretty self-explanatory.
Let me just add something for a second. Yeah, so understanding that this is the first generation of the software, like the beta version. This will be updated around the beginning of next year. This is all translated from German, so some of it can be a little bit blunt. They don't sugarcoat anything. It's very straight to the point. And also, just know this might not be conscious. It might be an unconscious pattern. So something that you might not have thought about for a long time or never thought about. But what happens is it's picking up what's in our field. And so a friend of mine, for example, did her scan and it kept on coming up jaw local. For 3 days, jaw local, jaw local, jaw local. And she's like, Zach, this device is broken. I don't have any pain in my jaw. The fourth day she woke up with her wisdom teeth coming through and she's in so much pain in her jaw. So it picks up what's in our field before we actually physically feel it through our five senses. So So how I see it,
go ahead. Sorry.
We get pumped. So how I see it is that our bodies made of water. We didn't know that. High levels, 70, 80, 90% water. We're made of minerals, and all the stuff in our physical body is from the universe, is from the ground. It's from our reality. And so what separates us obviously is our spiritual soul connection. And that's why, you know, we have this consciousness. But in terms of our body, it's made of water and minerals. So we're kind of like a walking, talking crystal. And as I mentioned, someone walks into the room who's depressed, you can feel that. Someone walks into the room who's high vibe and feeling excited for life and grateful or in a state of love, you can feel that. And so this device taps into the resonance of this water inside of us. It's not any type of water. It's not the water out of a tap, you know, that goes through right angle pipes. The water that's here in our body and in fruits and vegetables and in nature is structured living water. It takes in light. It's more than just this physical kind of representation. So how I see it is that our body holds on to memory. Water can hold on to memory. In a stagnant pond, there's a frequency to it. In a running, beautiful rainwater river, there's also an energy to it as well. So the Healy taps into that memory that's stored in our physical body in this water, and it can be stuff, you know, around parenthood or finances or feeling depressed, things like that. And so
this can also be passed down. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's yours. It can be passed down. Like this first one that you guys are reading right now is actually ancestral. So it's stuff that can be in your field that you're processing down your lineage as well, because what's not healed and dealt with is passed on. So if you want to read through this, the first one I pulled up is scan on my end because it comes through a little better than the email, but it was in the second chakra and the sacral in the emotional body. And it's on a scale of 1 to 10 on how prevalent it is, meaning how much it's impacting your life. It's only at a 3. And then it's showing that it was ancestral. And then it gives you an affirmation. So courageously and openly, I approach the topic of parenthood with love. I am conscious about whether I want to take responsibility for a new being and whether I want to become a mother or father. So that comes from the ancestral. And then the next one down.
Now, do you have something on your end that you'd be able to show instead?
Yeah, you want me to share my screen?
Yeah, let me get out of here so you can share your screen instead.
Okay. So here we are. Do you guys see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So this one, if you see at the top, the percentage, that's not really, doesn't matter much. But the second number, that it's on a scale of 1 to 10, like I said, it's only a 3. So it's not that major in your life. That last one that says D1, E12, that actually comes from your parents. So there's E6, which is karmic, E12, which is parental, E24, which is grandparents, and then E36, which was ancestral. So I'll scroll up and show you that last one at the top there. So this one comes from the parents. The person has learned to identify with the physical form. And this is, I know that I'm infinite soul and in a physical body. Then this one is in the solar plexus in the mental body. The person has a pronounced need for power. So this one is humility and power are balanced within me. Do you want me to go through the whole scan?
Yeah, go through them. This is all the different chakras, right? It's scanning all my chakras and telling me what's blocked up and then what I need to fix about it.
I clicked on all of your chakras just to get an analysis of everything that's going on, just so you can see how it works. Cool. And see what resonates, you know?
Awesome.
So this is in your third eye in the spiritual body. And it's a 7. So it's more prevalent based on their mental awareness. The person has realized that their spiritual experiences are perceived differently. They perceive their longing for spirituality. So I follow my inner guidance and I am filled with spiritual experiences.
Wow, man, is any of this ringing for you, Ryder?
Oh yeah, definitely the one being locked into this physical reality. I'm super locked in. It's hard for me to just float in that state outside of the physical reality. So yeah, that's definitely something that I've been trying to work on and bring awareness to, that I need to, you know, get out of the physical anchoring that's been done on me. And I think that's a big, huge thing that I need to work on for sure.
Awesome. And then this is your root chakra in the physical body. It's not very prevalent, so it could be something you've moved through or are moving into. The person can only experience trust in life through emotions and control. So I am supported by life and trusting the flow of life. So that's more of learning to surrender to the flow of life. And it's not very prevalent, so it could be something that you've moved through. So, or you're starting to.
Where are you reading the second parts of this?
The desired state at the very bottom? It always has an affirmation that tells you what quality that you want to instill. And then it gives you frequencies for that.
Now, what you're reading off of here, this is like an app that attaches to the device.
So it's on your phone. You download the app, and then it connects to the device through Bluetooth. Oh,
that's
and
cool.
You can scan people anywhere in the world. You can do people, animals, plants, buildings, businesses. It's pretty crazy. I scanned my friend's business, and it came up with all of his emotional stuff and trauma with his mom and stuff. I sent it to him, and he's like, we need to talk about that. It's pretty incredible. Like, whatever our energy is in, right, it carries whatever we have. So when you start to bring awareness to these different pieces, even if it's subconscious things, and then you have the frequencies to help move through them, you're going to notice significant shifts in your life. And it's just amazing. The more that you use it, the more the device gets to know you. So some of these scans I can do, like the Creative Homeopathy Psyche one that scans over 300 different ones and brings up the top five. Oftentimes it takes like 10 minutes to hold it down while it's scanning through all those. But once I've done it once and start scanning myself in that again, it starts to do it much quicker. So it's just amazing how this technology is basically, instead of me working with that healer or someone that's very tapped in that can do the muscle testing and stuff like that, you have that ability with your device and then you have the support. So,
yeah, that's really cool.
This one's in the solar plexus and the mental body. It's not very high. So this could be something you've already moved through. The person is afraid to make decisions and take responsibility for them. So I confidently take decisions and assume the responsibility for them. So you can still have residue in your field from things that you're moving out of, right? This one's in the throat chakra.
Taking responsibility for it.
Yeah. this one's only a 2, so it's not very high, but the 100,000 means it's a life theme. And the ether body. So the person can allow themselves more and more to accept something from others and enjoy it. So this is something you're probably moving into. I accept unconditionally and I enjoy it.
Awesome. It's a good one.
This one is your solar plexus in the mental body. The person enhances their personality through relationships. Mm. I am a valuable person even when I'm alone.
Yes, 100%.
So third eye, spiritual body. This is about yin and yang consciousness. Due to lack of individual consciousness, the person's mind is identifying with their father. So I am independent of my father and living my own life based on my own inner guidance.
Man, it's amazing how these frequencies can interpret that and then, display it to you in this very articulate way.
How many of these does it go through?
I think there's going to be probably 21, but like I'm emailing this to you, so that's why I was asking if you want me to go through it. But
I didn't realize there was that many.
Yeah, maybe just some of the more profound ones that we can go through and then
so this one's like from your parents in the root chakra, physical body. In the life of the person, intellect or education means safety. So I give myself to life with confidence, feeling protected and supported.
Mm.
So this one's karmic. The person has feelings of loneliness in this world. So this is something that you've carried over from other lifetimes. I am feeling safe and protected in this world.
100%, bro. I'm a lone wolf, dog.
So now after these scans are run and we go through whatever we're going to go through for Ryder, what's the next step in this process?
So I email it, but I'm going to show you I can vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have to reconnect to my Healy.
I'll just jump in here to explain this. Yeah. So a friend of ours in the Gold Coast in Australia, she has a pain clinic and she has multiple frequency machines. This one guy came in and it's just crazy story. I have to share this. He parachuted, but his parachute didn't open and he fell to the floor, but he didn't die. And so he survived, but throughout the repairing of his body, all this trauma, his body repaired, but it and survived, absolute miracle, but he still had this phantom pain in his face. It was just this energy, you know, representation memory, of course, as you would. So using this specific section of the Healy, running the vibration with those scans and having a conscious conversation to express what's maybe unconscious for you. You know, I think in life, a lot of the time where we live in like a, you know, that fast food relation, fast food world where anything that's, we're causing anything that's disrupting our emotions or anxiety or anger or guilt or blame or whatever we eat or watch, you know, watch a movie or porn or work, we're always distracting ourselves. And so the Healy is kind of like a way of diving deep into what we're suppressing. And whether you have it as a conscious conversation, you take this to a coach, or you're a coach and you're doing this with your clients, or it's, you know, this man who's got this pain, having that conversation and running the vibration, there's a couple of different protocols that's recommended. Within a 2 week, 2 to 3 week period, that phantom pain in his face that he'd had for over 10 to 15 years disappeared. It's just, it's crazy.
That's incredible.
So right now this is I'm sending frequencies to you and it's hitting your information field, telling your field where it needs to make adjustments and supporting you in that way.
Like, as I mentioned, we have this water memory inside of our body. And so if we can change the structure and the information, kind of like a computer program, we're changing a computer program, we have a different software update, it changes the structure of the software. Same thing within us, you know, so whether it's breath work, meditation, you know, different shamanic or psychedelic experiences or using frequency therapy, they're all shifting up our programming, right, in the matrix to then create a different structure. And with a different information, there's a different structure of reality. So that's what that's doing. It's kind of like helping you let go of old stagnant memories and trauma to then you to make more of a conscious effort. And Tony also could have showed you there as well, which is like you can put in your own I am affirmations, your own vision board in there. You can scan crystals, you can scan essential oils or supplements or plants, and actually into the database emanate the resonance of those as well, which is really fascinating.
How much does belief play a factor in this, guys? Because I watched The Matrix last night, right? I haven't watched it in like 20 years, right? And like I'm watching it and it's some mind-blowing stuff, and it's, you know, confirmed a lot of the things that I've been talking about on my show with my guest and things like that. But I've heard people talk about that belief is a very key factor in healing your body. If you believe that you're going to be healed, then you're going to be healed.
Yeah.
Right. So does this machine work off of any kind of belief system or any kind of thing like that? Or is it just, it doesn't matter what your problem is or your issue is, it's going to be healed. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I'm going to say this. I used it to save my friend's dog's life. There's no placebo with animals, right? So I was sending the dog frequencies. He was on the East Coast and it had a giant tumor on its leg, the size of a grapefruit. It wasn't eating. And so he reached out and I'm like, yeah, I'll send it. Like, I'll support you as much as I can. The vet gave the dog 3 weeks to live. This was back in October of last year. And so I started sending frequencies twice a day and the dog's energy came back. It started eating. The tumor started shrinking. He got his Healy, started running it on the dog 24/7. The tumor shrank enough to where they could remove it. And this dog is an old dog and it's running around playing like it's a child. So belief, I do think, has major power behind it as far as your own healing, right? Because we can block our own healing if we don't feel like we deserve it. If we're too attached to our suffering and we don't know who we are without that, that can kind of hinder how much healing can occur. But this can balance and harmonize things out within your system from the root cause of it. So you're going to notice shifts when using it. And I feel like more people that have significant problems and issues notice it more than people who are more healthy, because then there are just more subtle improvements in your life. So that's just been major for me when I can use it on animals and you see their improvement, because there's no placebo in that, right? So I think, though, in our own healing journey, we have to want to be healed, and we have to be willing to receive that healing as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, there are a lot of peer-reviewed scientific papers on the impacts of microcurrent specifically. I was mentioning the ear clips or the wrist straps and understanding TENS machines, right? There's lots of research on pain. So this is incorporating that technology and building on the time waivers, 13 years of research. So what this company is doing is hasn't been done before. But a lot of the frequencies that we're talking about, the right frequencies, they've been around hundreds, a couple hundred years. So in terms of this information technology area, though, where we're scanning and showing the aura and chakras and that is an evolving, that's the new kind of phase of understanding frequency therapy. And for us, Tony and I have thrown ourselves into sharing this with people because we've had such amazing shifts in our life that we've seen so many other testimonials, and there's so many groups on Facebook we can connect you with, or other testimonials on our website and things like that.
It's incredible to see that,
whether it's people who have like MS or people and like getting up out of their bed, or people, from a distance leaving hospital in a short period of time as well from doing similar processes. It's just time and time again, it's amazing. I reduced, anxiety literally within 2 minutes, my anxiety drops 80 to 90%. I put the ear clips on, I sit down. My breath is deeper within a couple of minutes, which is, breath controls our emotions. I'm like feeling so much more calm. I sleep better. I have the most vivid dreams. It's actually helping me because I've got a program for astral travel. So I'm like, I'm getting to that next level. And then I wake up the next day. Sleep is such a reparative time for anyone who's got anxiety, depression, insomnia. They know how bad that is. Or even for mental illness, sleep is such an important time. And so, the testimonials that we've seen, it's just like, we don't need to understand it completely, but they're coming true. So,
I just keep sharing it. And the more that I do that, because I just do scans and run frequencies for people for free on their first introduction to it. And the testimonials just from one session are incredible from people. So it's something that kind of, once you find something that works like this, it's almost like an obligation to share it to help other people, because we all know the whole cycle with Western medicine and how that, like, I went through that whole process for years of being put on different medications, and it pushed me to suicide because there was nothing helping me. So this has helped me significantly. I just started getting back in the gym and I hadn't worked out in years, and I used the Healy coil. So it's this thing that plugs into it. It's a Tesla coil that amplifies it out into scalar waves. So I just have that in my pocket, and I started working out, and I put on 14 pounds of muscle in 3 weeks because it helps you rejuvenate. So it helped with my strength and stability and stamina in the gym, which I was ecstatic about, because a lot of people are buying pre-workout and all these supplements and all that stuff, and we all know that that's not real healthy for you. And then you can't go to sleep after, But I use this for the energy and then the stability and the strength while I'm working out. And then it has frequencies to help your muscles repair. So instead of being sore for 3 or 4 days, I was sore maybe a day. And if I didn't use it while I was working out, I was sore for 3 or 4 days. So it just keeps, you just keep putting it to the test. And that's why I'm open to doing scans and sending frequencies to people just to see, because it speaks for itself. And the testimonials just keep rolling in. So there's a whole page on Facebook with over 65,000 people that have reversed lifelong illness or disease or pain or anything that they're dealing with just using frequency. So,
and
I don't know if you heard. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you kind of touched on how, the major flaws of our medical and pharmaceutical industry. Do you ever see this as being something that could even be accepted or even considered by the mainstream medical community or pharmaceuticals?
Well, it's not profitable when when people are healed, right? You're not going to have.
It seems like it's more of a threat than anything to them.
Right. And as we know, look, the guys above me, all of this has been suppressed. So it's, we do have to say a disclaimer that this is not intended to treat, cure, or diagnose, right? Of course, yeah. What it does is it gets your body back into balance and harmony where your body heals itself. So, yeah.
It's really important that we said that. Yeah. And also to realize, like, the vision and how I see it, you know, having the healing now for 2 years in December, it's like, you know, the old way was going, you know, you're on a road trip, and you're traveling, you stop into a diner or a convenience store and you get a coffee for energy and you keep going. But what if we could stop into these places, or didn't even have to stop? We could just connect our frequency machine for better energy, more concentration, more clarity, right? A uni student might be taking these different pharmaceuticals for energy and focus these days, where we've had amazing testimonials from students who have gone into their study and different times of the year, and their results are going through the roof using the memory programs or the stress programs for exam help. Whether my mom the other day, she actually witnessed someone a death in her suburb, and she had a lot of trauma come up, and in her scan, it came up inner well-being or inner unity, which she's never had the year and a half that she's had it. And so she ran that program, and that helps with confidence and inner strength and balancing out their emotions. Or as Tony said, you know, fitness before the gym, after the gym, to accelerate the ATP to regenerate a lot quicker. Or if it's like you want to do a meditation or a breathwork session, you put on the, you know, crown chakra or the throat chakra or the heart chakra program, it takes your meditations to that next level. So yeah, how I see it is everyone will have some kind of frequency machine, because the phone, as we know, this is depleting us. This is radiation in our pocket that's making people infertile, sterile, causing cancer, like you name it. So with a device that disconnects us and pretty much drains us, we need, if we're going to choose to live in this technological world, we need extra support. So a Healy boosts us and recharges us. And from what I've been seeing is that it's the honeypot. Right now, the world's in a crazy global reawakening, restructuring. A lot of the global systems are disappearing. And we're like, well, what's next? Well, what's next is community. We need unity with everyone. We need to recharge everyone's health naturally. And this is bringing together mums and dads, people that want to be able to help their families, because you buy one of these devices, the whole family uses it, right? And you have the frequencies forever. There's, you know, you can get extra frequencies if you want, but it's not like a pill that you got to keep buying and then you need another two pills or four pills for that one pill. So, you know, this is allowing people, either therapists or practitioners or coaches or consultants, even in the business realm, right? You don't need to be into health, but you have burnout or fatigue, or you want to be on your A game for that meeting or presentation, there's frequencies for that. So whether it's the spirituality kind of area that you're wanting to enhance or deepen or bridge into, or whether someone's starting a health journey for the first time, this is the support to get people out of suffering into performance and possibility. Where I give the analogy, it's like when I went bowling for the first time, I used the roller guards, right? I sucked at bowling. And so I put the roller guards up, I finally got the ball to the end of the lane. The Healy is the same. The Healy's the metaphorical roller guards on life. So when we're all zigging and zagging, we need the extra support. It helps us, picks us back up. So the most powerful force in physics that I love, you know, learning about my health or my relationships or my business, is that if you're in a state of momentum, you're in a state of just like being in your power and your potential, opportunities, relationships, health, you know, amazing experiences literally flow to you in a state of higher vibe vibration. And so this is allowing us to get out of that low vibe and into more of a high vibe. So, yeah.
Yes. I'm all about that action. Ryder, any other questions or comments before we close out today?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you mentioned that these centers and like these, if we can go to a place to like get healed, because a lot of people have theorized that that's what the cathedrals were used for, that they were like a frequency machine that radiated out. And whenever people would go there, they would naturally and organically get healed. So it's interesting that you bring that up. But where, how can someone buy one of these machines if they would like to get their hands on it?
Yeah, chat to Tony. He can put his link or website and things like that. Or But yeah, I just want to touch upon that cathedral idea. You go, Tony.
Go ahead, talk about it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, for those that don't know, right, like these cathedrals were built many, many years ago, and even at the times they were created, how did they create them? They didn't have the tools and technology to create these cathedrals. Yet I've heard that these cathedrals, these people have gone in to measure the frequency of the cathedrals, and the frequency, they get water and they take photos of the frequency in the water in the cathedral, and that same geometric sacred geometrical shape in this image within the water they're taking photos of is the same image up on the wall of the cathedral. You know, there's an ancient civilization with technologies far superior than what we can ever imagine. And so, yeah, whether it was old cathedrals or these hydropathy baths in the 1800s or Rife or Tesla, these were technologies that, yeah, I see coming into the future with podcasts like this, you know, other social media platforms, if we're not kind of suppressed, we can get these words out there in a way that there's no stopping this, right? There's no stopping this. This is a new adventure for everyone. And yeah, whether it's at home, you know, there's light frequency machines, red light panels. You know, I have the EMF machines. Healy's just one of my, you know, frequency machines. I have, you know, EMF meters. I have different red light panels. I have, you know, the blue blocking glasses. I have a certain webbing to go over my chest when I'm on the computer too long because the radiation can affect our thyroid. Like, we have to be really aware if we're choosing to be healthy in the next kind of generation of this technological world, because it's uncharted territory. So we need to be on our A game.
Go ahead. I do have a website you can go to. It's frequencyrevolution.io. And you can also follow me on Instagram if you want. Like, I'll give you my link so that people can book scans. I have it set for an hour, but oftentimes I'm on there for 2 hours just because I'm going in depth with people. So I'll send my Calendly link, but frequencyrevolution.io and then frequencyrevolution2233 on Instagram. That's how you can get a hold of me. And then you'll have access to Zach as well.
Awesome. You're going to email me that scan, right, Tony?
Yes. We're going to send that over to you. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you.
And also, Tony, email me those two links so I can put those in the description when this video goes out. Yeah, excellent stuff. And anything else that you feel that the audience should know about the devices or frequencies or Healy before we close out?
They're amazing. This is just one tool in the toolkit. I'm planning on opening about healing centers that are using a lot of these. Most frequency devices are in the like 25K and up. So this is a very affordable, and it for what it does, it's just incredible. But eventually I want a healing center that's going to have all the devices so we can start to help and empower other people.
Awesome. Well, I will have all that information in the description. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on today. Fantastic information. And hopefully this will change our whole world and the way the healthcare system and everything works. And we may see a better future. And Ryder, thank you for coming on and hosting as well today.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate you a lot.
Yes. Thank you guys all so much for coming on. And we will see you again soon. Until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening.